Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the True Crime Today studios to the world. This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
From the Hit Killers podcast, Murder in the Morning.
So, where did the Cassie video come from? The one where Diddy is literally beating the hell out of her. The thing that made everything start to fall down around Diddy. In some weird world of Diddy thinking, if the prosecutors or the government leaked that, well, that wasn't nice. That wasn't fair. That's horrible. You know, not as bad as paying $50,000 to someone at the hotel to not release it. But, you know, when you're out doing what Diddy does, I think your perspective's a little bit skewed. Federal prosecutors have refuted claims by Sean Diddy Combs' legal team that the video leaked to CNN was by government agents. In the recent filing submitted overnight, it aims to clarify the prosecutors were never in possession of the video and urges the court to reject Combs' motion for an evidentiary hearing. The defendant argues baselessly that a video depicting the defendant's assault of a victim at the Intercontinental Hotel in Los Angeles on March 5th of 2016 was provided to a media outlet by government agents. Prosecutors wrote in the filing, Combs' legal team has suggested that the video, released publicly in May of 24, may have been leaked by federal prosecutors. However, prosecutors maintain that the video was not part of their evidence at the time CNN published it and was never obtained through grand jury proceedings. Without any factual basis, the leak motion seeks to suppress highly probative evidence. A video of Combs brutally physically assaulting a victim in March of 16 that was published by a media outlet in May of 24 by claiming it was grand jury material leaked by government agents to CNN, the filing continued. But as the defendant is fully aware, the video was not in the government's possession at the time of CNN's publication, and the government has never at any point obtained the video through grand jury process. Combs, who appeared in federal court earlier in October, has sought to argue that alleged leaks could hinder his ability to receive a fair trial. Defense attorneys have called for an evidentiary hearing to address their claims, which prosecutors have dismissed as an attempt to avoid dealing with damning evidence against him. In addition to urging the court to deny Combs' motion for a hearing, prosecutors are also opposing his request for the early disclosure of the accuser's identities. The defendant's request for victims' names should be denied on the basis that it is tantamount to a request for early disclosure of the government's witness list, something he is clearly not entitled to at this extremely early stage of the proceedings, the prosecutor stated. They emphasized that early disclosure would pose risks to witnesses' safety and could open the door to a potential obstruction. Prosecutors have accused Combs of leveraging the criminal case to defend against civil litigations brought against him by anonymous accusers, describing his tactics as an attempt to co-opt his criminal proceedings to defend against civil litigation. Federal judge recently denied one plaintiff's request to proceed under a pseudonym in a related civil case, underscoring a pseudonym of openness in judicial, or rather a presumption of openness in judicial proceedings. And we just saw today in one of the civil cases, a judge is saying that one of the Jane Does does need to reveal her identity if she wants to continue with that case. I believe she has till November 15th to decide what she wants to do. That could be an interesting precedent, considering pretty much all of the cases that have been filed in New York court by Tony Busby have been John and Jane Does.
I find that really interesting because isn't there a presumption of, I don't want to use
innocence.
Terms that, well, I guess that's not the word I'm looking for. What I'm concerned about is the nature of the crime, and these people are victims. So their name shouldn't be splashed all over the news. I don't know. It just seems weird to me.
No, I mean, it shouldn't be. I mean, the thing is, this is an extremely crazy high-profile case. And, I mean, you can have a gag order, but it's, I mean, it's going to get out. If you're going to sue someone, you do have to have your identity known. If you're personally suing somebody.
And I understand that. It's just, we're at such an early point that if this goes nowhere and she outs herself as a victim of Diddy's, it's really detrimental to her life at this point.
Yes, I would agree. I mean, it would be lovely if they didn't have to, but you can't just sue somebody and be a ghost.
Yeah.
You know, that they have to be able to defend themselves. Otherwise, you know, anybody could sue anybody and I'm not going to tell you who I am. Well, then how do you defend yourself?
And that makes perfect sense. It just, it's really hard for me because it seems like, you know, somebody who doesn't want people to know that something happened.
Sure.
They're not going to come forward.
Well, that's why people don't come forward. That's why there's,
exactly.
That's why predators can do what they do and continue as long as they do, because the reality is you will have to be identified. That's just how it works. Is it perfect? Is it great? No, but if you're going to sue someone and make a claim like that, that's how our system handles those sort of things.
Yeah. And I understand that completely. It just seems like, it's scary, especially, you know, if you were ever a victim of something to know that your name is going to get out there. Maybe there shouldn't be shame. You know, that's the other thing. Maybe.
Well, there shouldn't be. I mean, that's the thing, but I mean, people will feel it. I think most rational human beings would not look at anybody who's coming out and sharing that as shameful. I mean, the only way it should be shameful is if you're making a story up about somebody that didn't do something.
100%.
But, you know, if it is true and you know, then no, there's no shame in coming forward. I mean, the legal system does need to work its process. You can't just make a claim against somebody and there's no evidence. That's why these things are so hard to prosecute or fight, because a lot of times there isn't a lot of evidence. It's he said, she said. You really got to, I mean, especially old ones too. Some of these are like 20 some years old. So they're going to have to be looking at like therapist records or any place they may have shared this with somebody back then. That can be some sort of a credible source to, you know, validate the claims. Or if some of these things did take place in a public setting or a party setting where other people were around, you know, there's pictures and things like that. But again, just a single picture of someone at a Diddy party does not mean like he necessarily sexually assaulted them either. There needs to be a little bit more than that to make that claim, because pretty much anybody who attended
them, he helped.
He
recorded things.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I mean, those sort of things do not work in his favor. But it's just with something like this, you can't just believe every single person that comes forward, because there's going to be fraudulent ones. There just is. And I'm not trying to protect Diddy or, but it's got to be hell right now trying to be an investigator and this to determine what's legit and what's not. And there's a lot of attorneys out there that are going to make a lot of money on this. I mean, Busby looks like he's, basically creating a franchise of it. Hopefully, they are doing their due diligence. It is, part of their job to make sure that whoever they're coming forward with, they've done their due diligence on, and that there is some legs to it. Because you don't want to be filing cases that are absolutely fraudulent.
No, I agree 100%. It's such a sensitive topic that, if you've ever been assaulted, the last thing you want to do is have your name splashed across TMZ.
Sure.
It's just, it's a lot to deal with.
No, it is. I mean, in most cases, your name never would be splashed across TMZ, but we're talking about Diddy. If it was somebody who's not a celebrity, that usually can be a lot more private. But you're talking about this. So, no, not fair at all. I don't agree with the way it works, but I don't know that I necessarily have a better system, though, either. That's fair and impartial for everybody to get a fair shake at this. But Diddy, I think, is beyond fair shake. I think the evidence is there. Now it's just sifting through it and seeing how deep and dark it goes.
You're in the thick of a true crime saga, every detail sinking in, and then wham, a commercial about something you couldn't care less about. It's like being served a microwaved dinner at a five-star restaurant. But it doesn't have to be this way. Go for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get uninterrupted, ad-free episodes, extended interviews that dig even deeper into the muck, and early access so you can brag to your friends. It's like ordering the secret menu at a crime buffet. So, search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts, subscribe, and savor every twisted detail without interruption.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
With new McValue at McDonald's, you get more than you expect. So after a long day, buy a double cheeseburger and add a McChicken for a dollar. Because saving with deals is always on the menu with new McValue.
Prices and participation may vary. Valid for item of equal or lesser value.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.